Well, hello and welcome. I'm Nicole Eisler, empowerment coach and your host here on the Limited to Liberated podcast, where I take energy and mindset topics that may feel complex, maybe they even feel confusing, and make them simple, now wait, simple and fun to implement for a healthier and happier life. Are you up for some of that? Simple plus fun to live healthier and happier. Who wouldn't say yes to that? If it sounds great to you, be sure to subscribe to my podcast. Be sure to stick around because you're going to catch a new episode every week. Let's dive in. And welcome back to another awesome episode of Limited to Liberated. So happy that you're here. We're going to talk about something fun all through this month. You'll find the series, really, we're talking about your gut instinct, your go with your gut, intuition, whatever you want to call it. There's so many ways to sum it up, but here's what we're talking about. If you feel like you struggle with decisions, do you hem and haw, you know, go back and forth, feel one thing, think another, feel like you've made a decision, but then when it comes down, you know, to really putting your foot down and giving your final say, do you then backtrack, second guess, right? Spin up in your head about things. If you really feel like you've ever struggled with which way to go, what should I do? How should I handle this? What are my options? Which one do I pick? There are so many options out there. There's so many choices to make, so many decisions, whether you're looking at your life, your relationships, your business, starting a business. Do I write a book? What should I write a book about? Right? This list goes on and on. Maybe you want to get healthy, supplements, fitness programs, which eating plan? Should I go, you know, like, should I go to this diet plan or I don't know, should I just skip carbs? Should I, or maybe I should do carb cycling? No, wait, maybe I should do keto. There's so many different things, right, that you can choose from and that you get to make decisions about. If this feels like you, where the wheels just keep spinning and you find yourself thinking and overanalyzing, I hear that word a lot, I overanalyze everything. I get stuck in my head. Well, this series is exactly what you need then. It's going to help you by the end to understand what can interfere with intuitive signals, why it is important. There's even some controversy, you know, intuition, too many people using the word just for an excuse. You know, maybe they don't really understand what intuition is. So they say, well, I don't feel intuitively drawn to that, or they're just using the word as a way to kind of get around making the actual decision or taking action in your life. Well, we're going to clear it all up through this series. Hopefully you listen to round one and some of the science because, you know, thinking, feeling, there's science to it. Thoughts. What are thoughts? You can't see them. I can't put it out on the table for you. I have to give words to it, right? I have to give sound to it. I have to give written word to show you my thoughts. And so there's science. There's things that happen inside your body. So you want to go back and listen to the first in this series if you haven't. But today we're digging into awareness, even being aware that you have it. Because I talk about this all the time. This is what I teach. Sometimes I'm surprised when someone has not heard of, like, what? Oh, intuition? Oh, I just thought that was, some people were born with that, or only some people had that. But only to discover that, no, everyone has intuitive abilities. It's what depth do they have it? How have they activated it? How aware are they of it? Like, that all shifts and changes, but that's everything we're digging into. But this episode, we're going to talk and focus on the awareness, because it's not that it's verbally said, don't trust yourself when you're growing up as a kid. No one looks at you and says, now, this is very important. I want you to never trust yourself. Don't, no matter what you think or feel, go against that. You're not told that, but you are in other ways. Unfortunately, it's in other ways because, you know, your mind as a child, right, is still developing, and it's just an instant download from the time you're born until you're 6, 7 years old. everything that you receive, everything you observe, you hear, the way you perceive, it's just an instant download. And it's translated by the ego in terms to protect you, keep you safe. You know, if someone grows up in a household, for example, where there's an abusive parent, it's actually more damaging for you to realize that my parent, who's supposed to love me, is treating me badly, right? And so instead, the ego translates that to you as, you need to be better, you're not good enough. You need to work harder, right? Making it on you. Like, we're just born with this natural responsibility. And so, of course, that develops as an adult, right? You become what? Responsible for everyone. I need to make everything perfect. I need to make everyone happy. And regardless of what it does for me, those patterns, of course, are not always good for you. Yes. And so we look at how to shape and change that. But this is really to help you get back to, because it's not even like, oh, I didn't know that and I need to learn all these new things about intuition. I just love to call it remembering. I love to bring you back to a remembering space where you go, and here's how you know if you're remembering something that is in alignment for you, is you hear it and it almost feels like you've heard it, like almost feels like someone's like in your head thinking your thoughts, where you're like, oh my God, that just makes so much sense. And you get super excited. And it's like a feeling of coming back home almost, right? So you hear something, it resonates to the point that you feel like it's part of you. That's a remembering. Okay. It is like coming, what you're doing is you're coming back to yourself, to a true knowing, right? And that's the work I really do, is helping my clients develop the strongest sense of knowing what's right for them, knowing they're making the right decisions, knowing they're on the right path. That's important because we waste a lot of time second guessing. We waste a lot of energy doubting ourselves. And that creates ripples in your life that affect your relationships, affect your health. They affect every part of your life. You cannot be affected in one area and not have that energy like drip over, pour over, you know, melt over, whatever you want to call it, into other areas of your life. It does not stay segmented. It just does not, right? So it's looking at, because if you're not aware of what's right for you, you're not aware that you have options. You're not aware that maybe your thoughts are setting you up to doubt yourself. If you're not aware of these things or that you can change them, then you don't have any options. You have no choices. You're stuck where you are. That's the worst feeling, isn't it? Feeling stuck where you are. There's nothing you can do about it. And we've all been in a spot in our life where we have felt that or almost believed it. Like, I'm just stuck here. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't leave this job. I mean, look at the benefits I have. Where am I ever going to find that in another job? I can't start my own business and leave this job. I mean, how will I make any money? I can't leave this marriage. I mean, I've been married for 40 years. What will my family think? Right? There's a lot of things where you can have a thought that sets you up as stuck. That's it. It's fixed. There's no, you can't move it. There's no variables. There's no flexibility. There's nothing, right? And that is not a good feeling. And it creates this internal struggle, this challenge, because you know something's maybe not right for you. You don't know why. You're not aware of it. And you're not aware of how your intuition's speaking to you, talking to you. And that's a lot of what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about thoughts for sure, because if you're not aware of your thoughts, your mind's running on autopilot. But your mind is not where your intuitive information is coming from. That's why we're talking about the gut. And if you don't understand it, yes, there's science that proves that your gut actually receives information seconds faster than your brain. So when you're trying to make a decision, you meet someone new, should you be friends with them or should you date them? Or you think about an issue in your life and you receive what we call an intuitive hit. It hits you in the feeling space, which is your gut, because there's more neurons in your gut than in your brain. It's pretty exciting stuff. But if your gut is unhealthy, if there's issues going on, which I talked about in the last episode, then that can throw off because it's distraction, right? Pain, discomfort, all that, it's distracting. It's hard to think straight when you don't feel good. But you creating your own life by deciding what to pay attention to. Most people don't even know that that's an option or a choice they have. That, yes, you get to decide what you pay attention to. And why is this so important? I don't know. Have you seen the news lately? Social media? Look through your Facebook feed. How many people have an opinion about everything? Right? There's hype. Is that hype right for you? Are you in alignment with it? I have sat with people who just, I can tell, they just said something because someone else said it. And I go, really? Is that really how you feel? I mean, I'm just asking. If it is, that's your feelings, but is that really what you feel? And the woman looked at me and said, you know what? I can't believe I just said that. I don't feel like that. I'm my own person. Right? Like, this has happened because you get caught up in it. It's all energy. It's important to know what you stand for, what's right for you, what's in alignment for you. I receive messages all the time. Hey, you got to support this. Or, hey, everyone's doing this to show them that. And that's not for me. I decide and I stand for all things, right? This is knowing who you are, coming back to that. Because if you don't trust yourself, your life is created because of what you think about. And if you're only in this sort of reactive ego, stuck in your head space, not doing what feels right for you, what's in alignment for you, you're going to have a direction in your life that you don't care for. You're going to end up places that you're like, how did I get here? And how do I get out? If you are living your life at the effect of everything and everyone around you, that's going to come back and you're not, you know, that's going to feel like, ugh, how do I change this? It creates feelings of feeling out of control or limited. Maybe you feel angry, maybe you feel sad. And while the ultimate creator is the human mind, we're also looking at what's your internal guidance system to help you know, am I thinking and feeling on the right path or am I getting distracted? Am I getting pulled off? I mean, this comes into what should I do with the rest of my life? Should I stay in these relationships? And ultimately, we're talking about the areas that pull you away from trusting yourself the most because it can affect your health. Your body will never lie to you, and your body is so amazing, and it's still like, even though I teach about this, I'm still so in awe of this amazing internal system we have and how trusting yourself and how we get these feelings about things and how certain thoughts, if they're not in alignment, can activate emotions we don't want to signal you through your body, through feeling, hey, whoa, what's going on? That doesn't feel right. Or this feels unsafe. Or this feels right. And so for you to then trust that feeling instead of, oh, don't be silly. Oh, I'm sure it's not really that. Right? If we just trusted ourselves the most to say, whoa, this doesn't feel right, I'm out. Regardless of what you tell me is going to happen, I'm done. And you walk away and you're safe and you're good and you're empowered. Wouldn't that be a better approach to life, right? Have better results for yourself. I mean, that's really in the bigger scheme of things. This is, you know, making good decisions, things that feel good, things that light you up, things that are exciting that you're like, yes, and holy shit, this is my life. I'm so happy. That's what we're getting into. Right? Because why? Because by creating awareness, you're actually honoring yourself by choosing what feels right for you. You're not talking yourself into things, talking yourself out of things. Right? It's time to become aware of your thoughts, but also become aware of your intuition. You're not your thoughts, okay? You can observe them and you can feel your intuitive signals. You can feel them, right? Because if you're doing something that is not in alignment for you, here's what I really want you to understand. If you're doing something, you're saying yes to something that does not feel right, whether you hired someone to work with, a chiropractor, a coach, you're doing something for your children. You feel like, well, you know, this is what all the studies show, or this is what everyone's telling me I should do, but it doesn't feel right for you. Or you're ignoring your energy needs. You're not taking care of yourself, and you know it's not right, and you know it's important, but you're just kind of ignoring it, right? If you start creating awareness around these things, you all of a sudden become, you're like doing them consciously. The things you're doing, the things you're choosing for you, for your life, for your family, must be good for you. They must serve a purpose that feels right. Now, without the awareness, you could be doing anything in any way, whether it's right or wrong for you, whether it's good for you or goes against what you believe, you could be doing anything. But when you start putting focus, when you create this awareness, right, you start noticing what you're paying attention to. You really can't do things that are not good for you. It's just not, because you're like, this is not good for me. You're not going to say, so I should keep doing it. When you pay attention, when you've created this awareness for things, and you'll know, like, I've been to chiropractic is something that I feel strongly about. I've been in chiropractic for, since I was 19, right? On and off throughout, and I've been to different chiropractors, and I've visited different offices, and I've had different types of adjustments, and I know, and my body knows when I'm just like, oh yes, this is the one for me, and when something just doesn't feel right, right? That's just an example. So I know it's good for me. I know the benefits. I've lived the benefits. I've educated people on the benefits, and yet I can still find one that doesn't feel like a fit. Right? This is just about creating awareness to trust yourself, to trust what you're feeling, what you're noticing, what you are paying attention to. Because when you create this greater intuitive awareness, everything becomes more clear. Everything starts to sync up in your life where you're like, yes, yes, yes. And you have more flow. Right? And that's why we're doing this self, really, this is a self-trust series. Right? Self-trust is a must. This is the series. I'm doing a series of episodes on this topic. It's time to make, you can make transformation last the more aware you are. If you're just going through your life a little blindly, thinking you don't have control, you don't have options, nothing you can do, well, that's when transformation is short-lived and you wonder, you know, oh, gee, I was doing that and then I fell off. How come I can't stay consistent? Well, maybe because you're not honoring what feels right for you. Again, this is, you know, there's a lot of ways to accomplish transformation. There's a lot of ways to enhance function in your body and your mind and your emotions and your life and all together. They all go together, right? There's many, many ways to accomplish that. Not all of them are a fit for you. Or maybe you just need to change up the routine. When it starts getting mundane, it starts getting bored. Your nervous system loves to be activated in the right ways, right? Your intuition helps you with that. And again, why now? Why this? Because there's a lot of noise in the world. For one, there's a lot of opinions in the world. There's a lot of people are saying, you must be part of this. We need to do this. We need to create this. And not all the movements are positive because they're creating angst. They're creating pressure. That's not a movement. A movement is a pull. It's a pull for something right. It's to step into something. It's to create more space, more expansion. That's a proper movement. So there's a lot of noise in the world. There's also, this is the greatest time, truly. Like, it's amazing to be alive now. We have so many resources. We have so many options. There's so many studies that prove why things are good. I mean, we have proof. Now we have scientific proof. It's not just, you know, some people saying that, hey, this is cool. You should try this. Sounds a little out there for me. Nope. Now there's science, right? So we have science backing things up. We have more chiropractors, more fitness instructors. We have more types of workouts that people are doing every day and discovering. Why? Why do we need to come up with all those things? Well, because we're not all out in the fields gathering and picking our vegetables and bending over and doing hard labor on the farm and, you know, to survive, right? So we need all of these options. We need workout programs that go with desk jobs. And so this is awesome. My God, there's so many things to pick from. There's organic food. There's more studies about that and ways to cook and eating raw, eating the rainbow. And whoo, it's a lot of information. It can be information overload. What do I pick? What's right for me? How will I know? How will I do it? What kind of business should I start? Had an awesome conversation with a woman who wants to start her own business. Fabulous. And for all great intentions. But the pressure of which one? What kind? It has to be perfect. She said, I have to have the perfect idea. That's a lot of pressure. So how do you choose? Because literally, if you go online, you could Google starting your own business and you would get just millions and millions of responses and Google, you know, you Google it. I mean, more confusing. And she said, and that's what happens. I go in these groups and I read these posts. I go, oh, yeah, that sounds good. But then I start overanalyzing. I start thinking about it. And there comes the problem, thinking about it. This is time to create intuitive awareness. So let's just talk about what, before we get into how to do that and some quick tips for you, what interferes with being aware of intuitive signals? Because like I said, it's not like anyone went up to you and said, no matter what you do, don't trust yourself. No one says that. So how do we develop this lack? This dysfunction in self-trust. How do we, what happens? Well, we pick up things along the way. You know, they're beliefs. I also talk about rules. You have rules you've created for yourself that were not always created by you. But they feel like things you have to do, things you have to follow. These are the have-tos and the shoulds you live by. Right? Do you say yes to everything because you feel you have to? Does it just happen without even, I don't even take an intuitive scan of whether or not it feels right for me? Because here's the truth of it is, here's what I really want you to know. Intuition is there working for you 24/7. It does not take breaks. It doesn't go on vacation. It doesn't get overwhelmed and say, I've had it. I need a break. I'm out. I'll see you in a couple weeks. It doesn't do that. Intuition is wired within you. It's working and it's functioning. Now, the reason we're talking about things that interfere with or block your intuition, here's what I want you to understand about blocking intuition does not mean that your intuition is not working. Because people say, oh, I think my intuition's blocked. No, it's not. You are. Intuition does not get blocked. You block it. Okay? So your intuition's working for you. Thank goodness for this amazing system 24/7. It is a matter of whether or not you are aware of it and or the other two that we'll go into in later episodes about distractions and flat out ignoring, right? So if you're not aware of it, how can you know it's working? If you're not aware your intuition's giving you signals because you're second guessing yourself or you're stuck in your head or you're following these rules where you just automatically, something falls in your lap. It's automatic. Family expectations, friendships maybe get out of alignment, something at work. You know, I have a client who talks about the sort of, but not official manager person at the office who gets lots and lots of leeway because of her relationship with the owners of the company. And so can do all of her personal things while after she's delegated all the actual work to everyone else. Right? So things get out of alignment. Things, we're in situations, circumstances where things, now you can sit in that and be frustrated about it, or you can sit back and say, is this the right space for me to be working in? If that really bothers me that much, then, and I'm feeling affected by it because it goes against my integrity or it goes against what I stand for, my values, then, you know, intuitively you have to look at, is this then the right place for me or is moving to something else, maybe that's a better fit? Is that healthier? If it is what it is and it doesn't bother you and you're like, well, you know, I'm just here short term. This is what I'm here to do. I'm going to do my job, do my work, and get out. Well, then fine, let it be. Right. But these are the things that they grow and morph into other things. So the other thing is, do you find yourself like telling others you really should eat healthier? You really should work out more. You really should get more sleep. You really should do better with your self-care, but you don't. That's a should. Intuitively, you know, I need to be taking better care of myself, or I need to get out of the situation, but you don't. Right? These are all like little rules. And the thing is, if you should, and then you actually, or how about this? Do you tell yourself you have to, I have to clean the house before I can relax? Now, I'm not saying don't ever clean your house and just sit around, right? But is the like, no, the pressure in my head is so extreme. I cannot relax unless I've cleaned the house. I used to be that way. But here's the thing, my cleaning list never ended, so I never relaxed. So now I mix it up. Little cleaning, little relaxing. It's the, right? I get a little bit of everything. Or do you tell everyone that you do all the work because no one helps you? Is that a rule in your head? Like, I do everything. No one helps me. But then the crazy thing is, if someone offers to help you, you're like, no, I got it. It's fine. Don't say it's fine if it's not fine, right? So there's so many really scenarios that we can pick from, but what are the rules? What comes to mind that you tell yourself that feels heavy? Or what rules are you living by that are not serving you? Intuitively, you know they don't feel right. But do you tell yourself that that's just the way it is? That's the way it's always been, right? Because even if the thing that you think you should do is good for you, if the pressure is there, the pressure you put on yourself, that part's not. See, and so it takes away from it. So we create these rules to live by that are rigid or they're not serving, and it can make a positive a negative, right? Or you tell yourself, just suck it up, just do it, don't be so silly, or things like this. You see how this like inner dialogue can conflicts with intuitive, because intuitive, when your intuitive messages are coming in, they're yes or no. They're not stories. They're not scenarios. They're not rules. They're not guilt. They're none of that. It's alignment. Ah, yes. No. Right? Because if we're just functioning out of pressure, so let's really, again, create. Because what you want to do is always create energetic space that benefits you, something to step into, something that's expansive, feels good, it's flowing. You're not going to move the needle very far if with rules, pressure, not being aware. How do you then create awareness about what is an intuitive signal, what is not? You have to look at, too, this all really boils down to, because like I said, your intuition's not blocked. So even if your intuitive signal comes in and you feel it, but immediately you start second guessing, questioning yourself, doubting, or, oh, you know, it's just not that. Maybe I'm just being too sensitive. Maybe I'm just, you know, I just need to lighten up, right? Or you do something like that. This comes back to trusting yourself the most. Because I always say, you feel what you feel for a reason. You're not making it up. Why would anyone, if you feel uneasy about, I don't know, moving forward in a relationship, why would you do that on purpose? Remember what I said before, is that consciously, if something's really not good for you, and what we're focusing on, what we're bringing attention to. Now, if you're creating scenarios in your mind and there's stories, and that's ego. Okay, ego is the one that spins stories, spins versions of the story, none of them good. But intuitively, if you're like, this just doesn't feel right. And that's it. You can't even come up with it. It's not doing anything. It's just doesn't feel right. You have to trust that. You feel what you feel for a reason. You know, I also encourage, so again, no one walked up to you and said, no matter what you do, never trust yourself. That's not as, it doesn't come out like that. However, I'd encourage visit with who in your life, because there are experiences. This is what I work with clients on. Let's look, you know, what does this situation that you're experiencing these feelings about, what does it remind you of? What pops in for you? What came up before? And it's not just the what, it's the who, because it's never a time when you were just off having a good old time by yourself, you know, playing as a kid or something, where all of a sudden you got panicked and started second guessing yourself out of the, that's not, there's an experience that happens and there's another who involved. So who had a tendency to make you question yourself, feel bad about yourself, said things about things you said. Why would you say that? Or, you know, be quiet, or you're being too loud, or what are you crying about now? Right? I could give you lots of versions, right? There's who's in our life, in the Whoville, just kidding. Who's in our life that influenced the way we view ourselves, whether or not you trust yourself, whether or not you honor how you feel. There have been influences there that translate to don't trust yourself. It's time to remove that, recondition. You feel what you feel for a reason. Now the fun part, the signs. The universe is always speaking to you. It is always, it is an open book, just ready to show you its pages, ready to reveal for you everything you need to know. And I don't know about you, but that is a more fun version of this world than just, it's just cut and dry, black and white. There's nothing to it. It's just get up, go to work, pay the bills, cut the grass, do the laundry, clean the house. I don't know about you. I understand that that's part of life, but I love to think that I live in a universe that is my friend, that is my mentor, that is my co-creator, that is helping me, working with me, giving me signs, showing me the way. I like that version. If you like that version, then you know what I'm talking about. And it feels good, right? Who wants to think that they live in a universe that's against them, that's not working for them, that's, you know, just awful and mean and scary and has no sense of humor and yuck? That would make the universe a narcissist. I'm just kidding, right? Like, wouldn't that just be awful that the universe is, you know, just always putting you down, never listening to your feelings, never giving you what you want. It's never about you. It's about the universe. Yeah, no, no. I like the other version, that this is a inviting, exciting and inviting and welcoming universe that we live in, that is just, it is all in creating opportunities and expansion and helping you step into more of yourself. So the signs. Signs are all around us. And I've had clients that go, God, why didn't I realize this years ago? And I'll say, you know, it doesn't mean that the signs were not there. It does not mean you did not get an intuitive nudge. It just means you were not ready for it. You didn't notice it. You didn't know how to see it. You didn't know how to believe it. Okay? But the fact that you can do that now, rejoice in that. Right? So how do signs show up? Signs show up in all different ways. It could be someone says something and you go, what? And you were just thinking that thought 2 hours ago about that topic or about that whatever. Or they use a word that you, like, I'll have words. And I love to say the universe presents things to you in patterns. Why? Because we recognize a pattern. So it may come in threes. You wake up in the morning and you have this weird random thought. You're like, oh, that's interesting. And then you get busy, you forget about it. And then later you get an email in your inbox, someone's newsletter, whatever. And it's talking about what you were thinking about this morning. You're like, whoa, that's weird. I was just thinking about that. And then later that night, you're making dinner, whatever. You decide to watch your favorite show or something. And on the show, they say something that is exactly just what was in the newsletter, what you were thinking about this morning. And you go, whoa, that's so weird. That is so weird. What a weird coincidence. I was just thinking about that this morning, and then I got this email during the day, and it said this too, and that's weird. And then you don't, that's it. You leave it there. Right? Let's create awareness around it and go, there's that message again. So what I want you to do when you receive things, see, look for threes, boom, 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 and they come in all different ways. Words, sound, a song on the radio, you see something in nature, and it triggers a memory about the same something, someone, feeling. You're talking with a friend over coffee, and and you find yourself sharing about, look, you got to pause and go, so there it is again. Thank you, universe. What do I need to know about that? Sit with it. Visit with it. Ask it questions. Have a conversation. It's energy. The energy is showing up for a reason. You're calling it in for something. Okay? And so if you're like, I just need an answer. I just don't know which direction to go in. I just, like the woman that I was talking with about starting her own business, I said, listen, you got to pay attention to the signs and trust them. Don't doubt them. Don't think it's just weird. Or, well, you think it's weird because sometimes I'm like, I know this stuff and I still go, whoa, that is so weird. This is so cool. Right? And notice what you notice. Notice what you notice. Don't just notice it. Oh, huh. That's interesting. Don't just leave it there. It's like somebody gave you something. You just set it down on the ground and left it there. You know, like this is a gift for you. Unwrap it. Look inside of it. Explore it. Enjoy it. And have a conversation with it. Have it speak to you. What does this mean for me? What do I need to know about this? How is this so perfect for me? What feelings is this message, sign, whatever, activating within me? Is it making me feel hopeful? Is it making me feel excited? Am I starting to feel more creative? Am I feeling my energy moving? Do I feel like I want to go out for a walk now? Take it to the next level. That means it's activating something for you. Don't set it down and leave it there, right? Let these signs speak to you, move through you, activate within you. That's what they're there for. Yes, they're for realsies. You know how I love to say it's not for fakesies, it's for realsies. It's whatever you want it to be. Let it be something for you. Don't shut it down. Don't set it down. Don't walk away. Don't doubt it and say, oh, that's just weird, or oh, I must just be. And you know what? I'm going to tell you this. Just because it makes sense for you, it doesn't. Now, my clients all the time will reach out and they'll go, this will sound so weird. Well, I know it won't sound weird to you because they know that when they tell me, I'm going to go, oh my God, that's exactly it. Spot on. Way to go. Thank you, universe, more please, right? But for some people, you'll get all excited about a sign. Do you ever have this happen? You go, oh my God, my God, I got to tell you this. This is so weird because I got this morning and then I got this message and then now you just said, and they look at you like, what are you talking about? That's okay. Not everybody has to get it. It's your sign, not their sign. But those of us that speak the language, we get it. We get it. It's important to have those people in your life, though, that get it, that you can take it to, because what happens from that is when you say it out loud, it'll even give you another vibration, another layer of what you need, and or the person will respond with something that opens it up and blows it up even more for you, right? That's why a community like the Energy Lounge is so, so important. If you're not over there with us, get over there with us now on Facebook, the Energy Lounge. It's a place for you to share, to be open, because if you don't have that circle in your life, you don't have those peeps, right? You're not working with me, or we're not communicating, or we don't know each other yet. Hi, come get to know me. I'm that person. I'm a person that, like, I love it. I go, yes, oh my God, that makes so much sense. And that feels so in alignment. And this is, you know, here's what I'm also getting from that, right? That's why I love doing readings for people, because we can magnify it. We can open it up. We can unwrap the gifts, peel back the layers. What? Like that too. Someone gives you a gift and it's all wrapped in pretty paper. This is what the universe does, okay? And you just sit with it and you just admire the paper. Oh, that's pretty. Look good. It's even got some little sparkles and stuff. That's really pretty. If someone gave you a gift and it was wrapped and you said that and you just sat there, they'd be like, because what does someone do who's excited to give you a gift? What do they do? Aren't you going to open it? Come on, open it. They want you to see what's inside. Yeah, the universe is like sometimes going, are you going to open this or not? I'm giving you gifts here. I want you to open it. Right? So this is about trusting too. Trusting your first feel, not your second thought. Your first feel will open the gift. It will help you explore it. Your second thought's going to just stare at it. Huh. Look at that. That's weird. Right? Instead of, oh my God, this is what I've been asking for. This is so cool. Right? I love those moments. man, you're just dialed in. You are so connected. You are so tuned in. And it is that moment where you are connected with all things. We are one, right? Because everything's energy, so we're one. But it is where you are connected. When you feel that rush from a, this is what I needed. This is what I've been looking for. Just visualize that. It is your charge. You are receiving and you're giving and receiving and receiving and giving all at the same time. You are so dialed in and connected to all of the universe in that moment. Boom, just like that, right? And signs and what you feel and this awareness and these intuitive nudges and feelings. And if you really start to create more, you pay more attention to them. You create more awareness. You pay more attention to them. Here's what you need to know. It is what it feels like it is. Even if you can't explain it, even if other people don't get it, if it feels like something for you, that is exactly what it is. Just trust it. You know, no matter what decisions you have to make, if you're not going to trust yourself, then it doesn't matter what's right for you. You're always going to do what you think you should do, you're going to do. And that is all based on what other people think you should do or what society says you should do. Or sometimes you're going to go against the grain of society, but you're going to be in alignment moving with the grain spiritually. That's the most important thing. Just moving with the herd is not the most important thing. You know, like people say, well, how do I stand out? Like, because I have a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs I work with. How do I stand out online? How do I get my message out? How do I not sound like everyone else? How do I don't sound like everyone else? Sound like you. Be aware of what is right for you. Right? So while I'm talking about intuition, it's really about self-trust. It's really about bringing it back to you. And study your own energy. Notice what you're paying attention to. Take note of things in your life, what feels right for you, or what did you just say yes to because it was a rule, because that's just always what you do. I say this with love, but it annoys me a little bit when, not a little bit, it annoys me a lot when someone will say, well, but I just have to. I have to take care of this because no one else will. I just have to. No, you don't have to. You actually don't have to. You're choosing to. And if you choose to, that's fine. But don't choose to because you think you have to and then act like you feel bad about it. You're doing that. Take an assessment of things and tune in. Does this feel right for me? If you get an immediate, like, no. Why then do we second guess ourselves? Because we don't want to deal with what would need to happen if we want to change it. We think that's a big to-do. Like, oh, well, you know, I just have to do that. We say we have to and we should because if we don't, that means change. And we resist change sometimes because it seems hard. Because what will they think? What will they say? How will I tell them? It's never gone right before. Why would this be any different, right? So history comes and gets involved. And so this is why to create more awareness for yourself, strength, build your self-trust, you got to get a mentor, right? I work with my clients about all different things. Their goals, it's not a niche, you know, it's not like a one goal that I work with my clients because everything is energy. But I help them trust themselves the most. That is really what I mentor my clients to do, to understand what is coming into play, who or what has influenced and decreased or diminished or completely sabotaged their self-trust. Because if you trust yourself the most and you understand how your intuition is speaking with you, how it's speaking through your body, with your emotions and feelings, and you understand the language you and your intuition share, not intuition in general, I'm talking about yours. And I can show you with your real life experiences how your intuition has always been there for you, whether you listened or not. Powerful. That's a game changer. Wait. So you mean my intuition? I actually was right? I just didn't listen or I didn't notice. I wasn't aware. I didn't pay attention. Or when I did, I rocked it? Oh, damn, that would change my decision-making process moving forward. That would certainly help me shine some light on my path. Am I on the right path? Am I making the right decisions, right? That's why you come work with me, so that you become a decision-making badass. You have confidence and conviction. You absolutely know who you are, and you know what's right for you and what's not. You trim off the fat. You eliminate the stuff that's interfering with all of the above, right? And the way to do that, really, if you want to get started, you want to grab the Insight Activation Toolkit, because it'll help you see things. It'll help you understand, oh, ego versus intuition, my intuition, where do I feel, right? So here's some questions to wrap it up, right? What areas of your life do you feel your intuition is strongest? Like, where are you just like, boom, boom, boom? For a lot of women that I work with who are moms, for example, I do work with gentlemen too, but for moms, I go, you know, when you need to make decisions about your children's well-being, do you hesitate? Do you just whatever, right? So let's say they're looking at building their own business, and they're a mom, okay? And they go, oh yeah, I don't hesitate. Nope, something doesn't feel right. I speak up on behalf of my child. I take charge. I do this. Okay, so what about business? Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. See, so intuition can be really, and so it's just proof again that intuition's always there. You're just not accessing, you're not inviting it and in using that as your influencer in that area of your life. And so, you know, that's where we get you strong across the board, right? Because what areas is it lacking? Where do you struggle? Is it with saying how you really feel? Is it with making decisions about health and wellness? I don't know which one to pick. I don't know which eating plan, food plan. I don't know. There's so many to pick from, right? Something like that. And you want to ask yourself, like, take a step back and observe and really assess, what issue is this creating for me? Or what lack of results am I experiencing? How is not trusting myself the most hindering my progress? I'm going to go to the business example again, because there's a lot of, you know, what systems do I use? What coach should I work with? What I get questions too. So should I be hiring a business coach, or should I work with you? Or, well, I'm not a business coach. Does business come up in the work I do? Yes. But what I explain to people is what you need to be able to do before you hire anyone, right? I mean, or about anything, I should say, is trusting yourself, what feels right for you. Because even if you hire a business coach, a marketing coach, I don't know, chiropractors have all different plans. It doesn't, whoever it is, they have a different approach. They have a different style. They have different philosophies. They have different values. They have different strategies. Which one is right for you? Just doing what other people tell you to do, the way they do it, might not be right for you, might not be a fit. So you want to make sure that you're able to, because otherwise you go spend money, you invest, and you get all these plans and programs and strategies and systems and approaches and blah, blah, and they don't feel right. You don't like them. You don't use them. You're right where, well, you're not right where you started. You're more invested, maybe feeling more frustrated or feeling worse. Maybe it dropped your confidence. Oh, you know, I hired all these people and I'm still not doing it. What's wrong with me? Maybe you hired the wrong people. You know, before I refer my clients out to do other things, or sometimes I go, you know what, I think we're going to pause here and you need to go find this, this, this. Or we work together and now go do this. You're ready. Right? They got their self-trust is rocking. Confidence is up. And the fun thing is, what happens for my clients, just after even a session or two, they're like, oh my God. So I did this and I did this and I did this. I would have never done that before because I wouldn't have felt confident to do it. Or I wasn't sure. But now I know. Right? So what is it costing you now and in the future if you change nothing? if you just kind of hang in the way you've been approaching things, if it's not working for you, hey, if it's working for you and it's rocking, high five. We can always improve that, right? We can upscale it. But creating awareness, what are you paying attention to? If you're getting signs and signals, are you noticing them and just leaving them sit? Or are you unwrapping them like the gift that they are? Are you embracing them? Are you using them to activate within you more goodness, more grace, more opportunities, more resources? Are you asking, universe, show me, show me, show me. I'm watching, watching, watching. I'm so aware. I'm so aware. I'm so dialed in. I'm like all about this, you know, like trusting myself and noticing what I feel and what I sense and not, and really choosing my thoughts selectively so that my thoughts are backing me up, right? They're taking me to the next level. Yes. Now we're getting somewhere. Right? It's awesome. So this is about creating more awareness. Congratulations in advance for doing that. Right? And look forward to another episode of Limited Deliberated. Very soon we're going to talk next about distractions. Yay! Won't it be fun? It will be fun because you'll learn how to eliminate them. That's what I'm talking about. All right. We'll see you back soon on Limited Deliberated. Thanks for joining for this episode. Just, man, activate that awareness. Intuition's always working for you 24/7. It will never let you down. It'll never leave you hanging. It's always there for you. It's waiting for you. It's activating for you. Just tune in. Notice. Notice what you notice. Unwrap the gifts, right? That's what we're talking about. Have a great day. We'll see you back for another episode soon. Bye for now.